Going to be a new parent in about a month from now, and I'm curious, how do you deal with it when you're about to lose your patience on your children? I tend to have a bit of a short fuse. I'm extremely worried about this. Now, I've done a ton of research on this, but I think just speaking to parents is the best advice I can get anyways this morning. And you had some interesting advice, too, before.
Well, yeah, you know, you will lose it. Chances are that it's going to happen once or twice. Yeah. I think that beforehand, you should just find ways in order to cool off before you actually explode. And if you do explode, I think the best thing to do is to talk to your child and tell them that you're not perfect, that you're human first and foremost, and that you apologize. But we're getting amazing text here. Somebody actually implemented a 5-minute cool off. It's not a timeout. It's to put into play when she's going to lose it. So after 5 minutes, they sit down and talk, but for a whole 5 minutes, they kind of each go in their separate rooms and cool off, the parent and the child.
Okay, have you done the cool off with your kids?
Not really. I kind of just send them to the rooms.
Oh, okay. Does that still work, by the way, sending to your rooms?
You know what works for me is the fact that they always fight and then they try to put the other one in trouble. And so now what I do is both of you go up. So they don't no longer have the tendency to put the other one in trouble.
Do you take away the Wi-Fi? Do you do the Wi-Fi threat?
No, I don't do the Wi-Fi, no.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Disconnect everything. I text here 9295. My kids love to push my buttons. I've told my kids I love you to the end of the earth, but right now I don't like you. Mm-hmm. I need some space. It's okay to get fed up. It's not all rainbows and unicorns. Talk to them honestly and they will respect you more. Thanks for the text this morning, 9295. Let's go to the phones. Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's the Beat. Who's this?
Good morning. Anne-Marie, how are you?
We are doing wonderful. How are you today?
Good, good.
All right, so do you have kids?
I have one terrible two.
Oh, are the twos tough. Are the twos really that bad? Are they really that terrible?
Oh, one was crazy, two is terrible. Three is going to be the bombshell, I think.
Yeah, Anne-Marie, what you may not know is that there's the terrible twos, then there's the stupid threes, and then there's the fours.
I don't think it ever gets easier. I'm sorry, Vinny.
Okay,
it
well.
Just sucks.
Look, I appreciate the honesty. I really do. And Anne-Marie, how do you deal with it when you lose your patience?
Yesterday, we were stuck in traffic with a two-year-old for an hour and a half. So when I got home, I poured me a sangria.
Hey. Oh. And it relieved all your problems, right?
I'm telling you, a liquor cabinet is the way to go.
Wow, Sam's actually right.
Oh, yeah. You know those old school buffets that they have in, like, I have a lot of liquor. I have liquor, a lot of liquor, a liquor.
It takes the edge off, doesn't it?
Beautiful.
Oh, it does. I went to bed at 8 p.m. and it felt great.
Okay. Amazing.
All right, my cabinet's full, ready to go. Thank you, Anne-Marie. Have a wonderful day.
Good luck.
Cheers,
Anne-Marie.
Cheers.
Love you guys.
Bye. Let's keep an eye out for the SEQ strikes. Just don't want that to affect things. Text here, if you feel an explosion coming on, count to 10. That seems like a long time, though, but I guess it does work. It calms you down, right?
Yeah, you have to breathe.
Yeah, makes sense.